From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The new president of France is assuring President Obama that French troops will withdraw from Afghanistan by year's end, as he pledged in his campaign. Hollande spoke through a translator after meeting with Mr. Obama at the White House.
We also discussed Afghanistan, and I reminded President Obama that I made a promise to the French people to the effect that our combat troops would be withdrawn from Afghanistan by the end of 2012.
For his part, President Obama told reporters,
"It's important that we sustain our commitment to helping Afghans build security and continue down the path of development."
Leaders of the world's eight leading economies are gathering at Camp David today. A two-day NATO summit begins in Chicago Sunday. Massive protests are expected there. Federal health officials are proposing that all baby boomers get tested for hepatitis C. NPR's Richard Harris tells us the virus kills 15,000 Americans a year.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 2 million people born between 1945 and 1966 are infected with hepatitis C. Most people don't know they're carrying this blood-borne virus, but it's a leading cause of liver disease, including cancer. Hepatitis C is usually treatable if it's detected before someone gets seriously ill, so health officials are now calling for a national campaign aimed at baby boomers. Most infected Americans are in that cohort because the virus spread silently for many years before there was a test to detect it. The CDC is proposing a one-time testing campaign aimed at this age group. It could identify 800,000 infections. The recommendation is currently a proposal, open to public comment, and it will be finalized later this year. Richard Harris, NPR News.
More than $18 billion worth of Facebook shares sold today, starting at $38 a share, climbing in early trading, but falling back towards its opening price by day's end. We get details from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
More than 100 million shares of Facebook traded in the first minutes on the stock exchange, reflecting an incredible appetite for the social networking company. But after the opening pop in price, the stock struggled to stay above the IPO figure, and sources told the Wall Street Journal that Facebook's underwriters stepped in to support the price and keep it from falling further. Some traders reported difficulties changing or canceling orders, suggesting problems with Nasdaq's queue. At its current share price, Facebook is valued at more than $100 billion, and some analysts and investors question whether the company can generate the revenue and profit to justify that figure. Indeed, the company received what is likely the first sell rating of its stock. The Pivotal Research Group set a per-share price of $30. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
On Wall Street, approaching the close, the Dow's down 89 at 12,354, the Nasdaq down 36. This is NPR. The Labor Department is reporting that unemployment rates dropped in 37 states last month, the greatest decline in 3 months. Nationally, April's unemployment rate was 8.1%. Did former Senator John Edwards, as a presidential candidate, break the law when money from wealthy donors was used to hide his pregnant mistress? The question is now before a jury in Greensboro, North Carolina. The panel today asked for office supplies and evidence, specifically 8 exhibits and all of the notes from a wealthy heiress. A worker at a defense plant in Russia has been convicted of treason. Jessica Gallagher reports the man was sentenced to prison and ordered to pay a fine.
A regional court in Ekaterinburg sentenced Alexander Gnitiev to 8 years in prison and ordered him to pay a more than $3,000 fine for divulging missile secrets to foreign intelligence. Russian officials refused to say, however, which country Gnitiev was spying for. Russian news agencies are reporting that Gnitiev passed secrets about the Balava missile, meant to arm the latest generation of Russia's nuclear subs. The verdict follows February's conviction of a Russian military officer accused of spying for the CIA. Relations between Moscow and Washington have been tense recently, as the two countries continue to disagree over Washington's plans to put a missile defense system in Eastern Europe. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
In a commencement address at Jesuit-run Georgetown University in Washington, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was briefly interrupted by an anti-abortion heckler. In her speech, she paid tribute to the U.S. commitment to separation of church and state. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.